Ditchilosoi. Tumla ditchilosoi. There's the same. Yilakash Seifik Tchilos. That's the klal of all over. The end of the korban has the same malachah at the beginning of the korban. So therefore, it's very good. Tumla, if the korban was tamei ditchilosoi bar mitzchi tumla. The beginning of the korban, Friday's korban. If today Rov Litzibah was tamei, the korban atamid, you're allowed to bring it betumah. Is have a seifa nami who are then the end of the thing by burning it, even though you want to burn it now tomorrow on Shabbos, and even though now it first became tamei on Shabbos. So what? Since the beginning of this korban had a din to b'deicha tumah because of the korban tzibur, who are then seifa the end of the korban could also be b'deicha tumah. If at the end of Shasta burning the next day it became tamei, still you're allowed to burn it. Because the beginning was Deicha Tumah, who would in the end could be Deicha Tumah. Of a Dochi Shabbos, you want to tell me though? Have you Seifa Nami Dochi? Have you Seifa Nami Dochi? Right, good. Now Shabbos, Mashiach could come to be Deicha Shabbos, the Tchilosoi Lav Bar Mitzche Shabbosu. You're talking about Friday's Korban Atomid. Friday's Korban Atomid, when you brought it on Friday to start off with, it's not Deicha Shabbos. Friday's Korban is brought on Friday, not on Shabbos. That's the Sor of Shuta, Seifa Nami the Dochi. So what in the end to burn Friday's carbon happened to be you didn't burn it on Friday. You want to burn it Friday night on Shabbos or Shabbos morning, nothing doing. This carbon does not have a din to b'deicha Shabbos, so what din cipher burning of it also came b'deicha Shabbos. Very good rabbi. Rabbi says a very good svara. The beginning of a carbon atom tumid is a carbon seber, could be deicha tuma. See, even the end, the burning of it, even if it first became tuma, at the end, it has the same din at the beginning, you're allowed to bring it b'tuma. Mashenkin, b'deicha Shabbos, it depends. If the beginning of this carbon was a Friday carbon, it has no shaykh at the b'deicha Shabbos, so seifer to burn it on Shabbos, nothing doing, you're not allowed to burn it on Shabbos. It has nothing to do with the word b'mayadoi. But b'mayadoi says a carbon that's supposed to be brought on Shabbos, a beginning of the carbon that's brought on Shabbos, b'mayadoi, true. It has to be brought b'dafka today, and today is Shabbos, bring it today. But it's only if it's a Shabbos that can call carbon. If it's a Friday carbon, the beginning is not b'deicha Shabbos, pshita, seifer is not b'deicha Shabbos either. Chizda said just the opposite way. If Chizda said that what Shabbos it is doicha, but Tumah it's not doicha. It's not sure of Chizda either. He learns like this. Soifoi kit chilosai. The end has the same halacha like the beginning. So no, soifoi kit chilosai lesle. He doesn't know from this svara, soifoi kit chilosai. That he doesn't hold. The end does not have to be the same way the beginning is. Mainly like this, he holds. Shabbos the hutrihi, vetzibur, soifoi nami dochi. Shabbos halacha is, the lama test halacha is not allowed to burn anything on Shabbos. When it comes to korban, sibur is mamash hutra. It's the kabbonis sibur. When you bring it on Shabbos, the pshat is mamash hutra. It's like the Torah didn't put the parash of Shabbos negated to the kabbonis of sibur. So that's what Chizda's svara, even though you're talking about Friday's korban sibur, talking about Friday's korban atamid, you didn't burn it Friday. So what? Now when it comes Friday night Shabbos, or Shabbos by day, since today on Shabbos, kabbonis ahutra, you're allowed to burn Friday's korban today also. That's from Chizda's Svara. He doesn't know from the Svara, Soifa has to be like the beginning. Even though the beginning of Friday's Korban couldn't be Deicha Shabbos, but now when it comes to burning, Lamais, so the time to burn it now is on Shabbos, Negei to Shabbos, a Korban Tziba, is Mamash Hutra. There's no Isser at all. Therefore, even Friday's Korban you can burn on Shabbos. That's the Svara. And this will be the Svara according to Rav Meir before we had, that if you learn not like Rav Huna, if you learn like Bar Kapora, you learn like Rav Lez learned before, that according to Rav Meir, there was a fourth Maracha even on Shabbos. That means on Shabbos Kodesh, you are allowed to burn Friday's Kabonis, is this Svara. Because Shabbos the Pshat is Hutra. That is no Issa Kabonis, the Korban Tziva is not Issa Bechlau, on Shabbos is Hutra. So even though with Friday's Korban, so what? Now that it's Shabbos though, what are you burning? You're burning a Korban Tziva, it's not much Hutra on Shabbos. Lashenki hat of Chiz Bechidish though, of the Tumah the Chuyihi Betziva. True, the Locher is Tumah learn out. That it's Deicha Tumah. Even though the tzibur is tamei, you're allowed to bring the korban, but learn that's only a loch of the chuya. Like, if you have no other way out, then you're allowed to do it. So then we say, tchilosoi d'ike kapara dochi. The beginning of the korban, to make the shchiton, to make the zrikis adam, that's the kapara of the korban, that dochi. Because even though the tzibur is tamei, still you're allowed to bring the korban. Because the loch of the mayada is deicha tumah. Let's see, the korban tzibur is deicha tumah. But what's deicha? The ikar of the korban, the kapara shaboy. Just the shchita and the zrikam. Mashen came soifai, in a case where you didn't burn it yet. And now, b'shas burning the evorim become tamei, the lav ikar kapara, that's not the ikar of the kapara. Even if you don't burn the evorim, still you have the kapara ready. Then the klal is leidochi, it's not deicha tumah. And since it's only a din of dechuya, it's not hutra.
Hey, the tumah would have been hutra. We had a machlokes before in the Gemara. One man yom says tumah is like a hutra petiba. If you learn hutra, that's pshatak in rabba. That's the rabba says you're allowed to burn it, even though the seifoy could be burnt for tumah. A parsha the chiz learns no, that tumah is only the chuya. So in other words, there is an issa tumah, and when issa tumah, you're not allowed to put it on the mizbeach. But since it's the chuya, if it has to be done, there's no other way out. We give you a heter, you're allowed to do it today. The heter is only what has to be done for the kapara. The extra mitzvahs of burning it is not negated to the kapara. Then you don't have to do it. You're not allowed to do it since it's tummy. So that's another machlekes to Rav Chisda and Rabba. So there's no kasha. It's not even though the pasuk says b'mayadoi, but this way it is a little bit of a chiddush though. Even though the pasuk is still a bit of a chiddush, because there's one pasuk b'mayadoi. From the pasuk b'mayadoi, we're learning that a korban sevir is doicha Shabbos, and we're learning out from the same word b'mayadoi at the right time that a korban sevir is doicha tumah. So it's the same pasuk teaching us both halachas. So Rav Chisda says negayat to Shabbos is called hutra, negayat to tumah is called chuyah. Because how does he know that? That you have to say that's some halacha that he has a kabbalah for. Because even though it's the same pasuk that Shabbos you're allowed to bring kabbonis and tumah you're allowed to bring kabbonis, but he holds in svarah by saying he has a kabbalah that Shabbos is mamish hutra and tumah is only the chuyah, even though chuyah is the same pasuk. That could be a different psukah, maybe. Right. Gitna. It's really the same thing. The question is, it has to be done today. So it's certainly kufim. Like chura today, you can't do it because today's Shabbos. Or right now, you can't do it because it's tumah. Or maybe Shabbos is more of a time here. Not sure. Could be the first Shabbos match with other psukim. Shabbos or other psukim also. Learn out from. Moyada filu b'Shabbos lad mashmois dor shachi ela meyoyle Shabbos b'Shabbatay. Could be the other psukim also that say Shabbos is deicha. If now learn like this. Hamechabe eish machte umenora. We know there's a lav hatori. You're not allowed to put out the fire on top of the mizbeach. What about if you put out the fire on the machta? You take out the fire that you took the coals in the shovel to light the keteris with, to burn the keteris. You also put out the fire of the menorah. Is there a lav or not? So the keteris is clearly, you're not allowed to put out the fire of the mizbeach. What about putting out the fire of the menorah or putting out the fire of the coals that you have in your machta? Abaye Ramachai, Abaye says yes, there's a chid, there's nisa diraisa. Rav Ramapot, Rav says no, midiraisa, it's mutu, it's only midirabonin. Mashpas potter ablosa. The more the kfiya b'roish Hashem is beach to put it out when it's on top of the mizbeach. The kula yamla pliga the chayiv. Everybody holds avad. The coals them on top of the mizbeach. Avad yichayiv. So Rashi learns amechad the eish machta menorah liachas shechote gicholim lamachta. After you took already the coals in the shovel, oil the menorah kibin. The Rashi took the fire to light the menorah. Now you put out the fire. Is a machlekes abaye says chayiv mishum le'sichta. The pasuk goes even on this fire also, and Rav says no. The Gemara says, "Kol zaman the fire, the coals is on top of the mizbeach. Everybody holds avad yichayiv. He pligi with the machlekes with Rav say yipotah the achsei arya where you took the coals off the mizbeach and you put it down on the ground. And now ukfiyah, now you put it out. Abaye wa mechayiv. Why eisham mizbeachu? It's still the fire came from the mizbeach, even though you put it down on the floor now. It's still called eisham mizbeach le'sichbem. And now I put it out. Rav Ramapotah." Kiva the natka. Once you took it off the mizbeach, it's not called eshem mizbeach anymore. You don't have the special lav of taking out this fire. For the Mori Aluhod, the Yomer of Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua, Hamori Gecheles Mialam mizbeach. If somebody takes off coals off the mizbeach, the kiva and he puts out those coals chayiv. There, Sir Nachman says clearly chayiv. As the churah that's told in this machlok, it's Abaye and Rav the churah. Is command the churah kabaya? The churah of Nachman has to go like kabaya that says chayiv. Because according to Rav, it says you potter here also. Since the coals were taken off the mizbeach, you should be potter. So Mar says no. Here it's better. Ah, fidu teimik Rava. I tell you, Rav Nachman could even be going like Rava. There's a chilik. Hosom lo inkolam mitzvosai. Hoch inkolam mitzvosai. Rav Nachman's case is: time you took the coals off the mizbeach and put it on the floor, but you didn't take it off for a purpose. Use it for a new mitzvah. So since you didn't take it, use it for a new mitzvah, it's still called esham mizbeach. Therefore, you chayiv to put it out. Rav is being mecharish. When you take the shovel full of coals, I'm an ass to use it for the keteris. So once you take it off the mizbeach, it's now it's called eish shol keteris. It's not called anymore the eish shol mizbeach. Who then you took this coal, the fire off, like the menorah? Since you took it for the purpose of the menorah, now already when it gets off the mizbeach, it's called eish shol menorah. It's not called the Eishem Azbech anymore. That's why Rav says you potter, because you're taking it for another mitzvah. But here, Rav Nachman's case, you stand, take the coals off the Mizbech and put it on the floor, not for any new purpose. It's still called Eishem Azbech.
Havadah is allowed, even according to Rav. Ika the Yami is something like this. The Achti Ar Yoksvi, the Kuliyam, the Flig of the potter. No, even Abai is murder there. If you take the coals off the Mizbech and put it on the floor, even Abai is murder your potter. Keep Pligi, where's the Machlekas, the Kfi of Rosh Hashem Azbech?
Where you took your shovel and you took the coals out of the middle of the Mizbeach, the Marochom, but the coals are still on top of the Mizbeach. You're still there. Here's the Machlokes. Abaye Ram Echayiv. Why? Eshe Mizbeachu. Since you're still on top of the Mizbeach, that's called Eshe Mizbeach Yechayiv. Rav Ram Apotter. Even Danatke Natke. Even though you're on top of the Mizbeach, but since you took the shovel full of coals on Manas to use for the Kteris, it's like doesn't have a shame Eshe Mizbeach anymore. It's already called Eshe HaKteris. Or else Eshe HaMenorah.
Is Elos of the Morah Hodi Yom Rav Nachman or Rav Avua Hamurig Bicholos Magabi Mizbech Vakova Chayiv is the Chor Kaman? Then the Shved doesn't work anybody. Rav Nachman said if it takes some coals off the Mizbech and put it on the floor and there you put it out, you Chayiv is the Chor Loik Abayev Loik Rav. It doesn't work anybody because they both hold if you take it onto the floor you putter. Even Abay holds you putter. Abay only says you Chayiv on top of the Mizbech. So how could Rav Nachman say if you take coals and put it on the floor you Chayiv? And the Morah Nachman of the Svarah Hosam Loi Inkel Mitzvosay. Still is good. But Rav Nachman's case, the coals were not taken for any special purpose. He didn't take it to use for new mitzvah. Therefore, he never took off the Shein Eshem Mizbeach. So, stop taking the coals off the Mizbeach and putting it on the floor. It's still called Eshem Mizbeach. But over here, where you took your coals, the shovel full of coals, Amanas to use for the Keteris. You also took this fire to use for the Menorah, even though you are on top of the Mizbeach. But since you're manatik it, hoche inka le mitzvosan. But since you took it according to Rav's for even if the top of the Mizbeach, but as soon as you took it, al manach to use for the Keteris, or for the Menorah, it has a new shame now, Eisha Keteris, Eisha Menorah, and not a shame, Eisha Mizbeach. But again, it's only because you're using it for a mitzvah. Now, Shenkin Rav Nachman's case, we're not using it for a mitzvah. Stam, the coal, stam, fell off the Mizbeach, he took it off the Mizbeach, Havad, it's still called Eisha Mizbeach, and therefore you would have the laugh. Yeah. Hadin Alech, Torfei Bekalfi. Good.
You're up to Daf Mem Zayin, the fifth parak.